No, we don't.
We're non-violent, you know. We don't retaliate. Our people all read the newspapers here. Naturally, over 1,000 people, you're going to have some dishonest folks, so they can go and tell whatever lie they want to corroborate the lie that's already been told, so you know that how it works for you. It's a conscious design.
Yeah, but many. What they call the ones that I don't read, they were impossible fucking bastards. They come pushing in there, and then they slapped some woman up beside the black woman, slapped her upside the neck.
Boy, that's the next thing I said, something about things that grabbed my ass and took me out, man. She shoved my ass into the line and shoved us all into pieces on up to the wagon and pushing it. I'll be goddamn stupid to them. I got there, we were riding along there. Two benches and drive on it. No.
And the motherfucker
said something, bitch, and everybody looked. You go through two intersections? What the fuck is this? I ain't got up there, only one person going to that job. The rest of them sitting up, tripping right along. Puppets. I didn't walk off the puppet. They hadn't taken my name. I didn't get to jump. Hell, I wouldn't have to.
Because they're stopping us.
You know, I suppose they'd be telling those a rooster or something. I looked out, there was no police car, there was no nothing around, I bet you hit on this. I jumped out of the car home. Laughed. The guy who was in the car laughed. I can't remember, I don't even laugh. we didn't even pass the time of day. He went one way and I went the other way. But I did look back from the storefront, and I looked back, and I'm still fucking there. What's going on? Nobody jumped?
It's like a secret.
And nowadays, some fucker would stop thinking they're doing a real civil servant act.
Yeah. There was a lot of protests in those days.
Oh, really?
A lot of protests. Oh, Jesus.
Even in spite of all the shit.
My God, the Progressive Labor Party, we filled a hall. We filled a hall of about 12,000 people.
What year was that?
Huh?
When was that?
Well, I wouldn't know what you... Oh, no. Where did that?
Toward the end of the war, was that high school?
Yeah, I was just out of high school. It was 49. It must have been 49.
Before the real... That's just before the real... 49.
I don't think we were married yet. It was 48.
48. Yeah,
it
took the end of the
law. My wife and I wasn't married yet because... my dad to be, father-in-law to be like the shit. I'm arrested. She's caught in there. Cardinal.
Yeah, Dad, Sam, I'm taking
it. Oh, terrible.
What was Cardinal thinking? He called
you
where you were?
He said, he was the president of the city council of Richmond, Indiana. He said, this is a party. He said, you look what? Marston said, you're going to get in all kinds of trouble with this. He said, Mother, you're not going in there. She said, yes, I am. There's a side to the shower to me.
I was brave.
Get in the fucking place, get raided.
He was waiting at the end of the corner. He got up and all of a sudden looks up and there's this huge raid going on.
Outrageous. He not denied. He went, I'm not going in that communist out of there.
No.
Communist hysteria had not built the greed. But she went in there trepidatiously.
The real hysteria really was
outrageous. The FBI seemed like it should install me every 6 months. I don't know how often. I was the one with the Soviet Union. I've been with the Soviet Union. I read that later. Yeah, my chronology is off.
Did you ever talk to me about why I'm the Soviet Union at that time?
Oh, hell yeah. That was all considered doing, going to the Soviet Union in those days. A lot of folk ended up in the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. Folk got rescued. That's where the hell they had to go. And I was called up. I was going to be placed to the next on the House of Un-American Activity School. My name was there. You guys had pulled some shit out in California, and that got blew that one. Heat come down on the house.
San Francisco. They had the whole
Berkeley, and raised all that fucking hell on the stairs. steps or so the House of Un-American Activities Committee was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And the delays went on and delayed until they never did call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what else to do. We had an adopted child, and another little boy that we reared. I thought I'd have to go to Soviet Union. The second family. It was awful being a communist one thing. I'm sorry, bitch. Nobody had any idea. It was terrible. I'm lying to you all the fucking time, giving me a hell, but ignore you in the press. That's what they do to you when you've been in power. I never understood why they didn't have a star, the member bank must have failed. Why they didn't remember my communist activities, because they do all the little shit to intimidate me. I brought in some monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, they splashed me on the front page of the headline with them fucking monkeys, but wouldn't have anything about politics.
Mm-hmm.
That was the closest I ever come to a smear. They still forgot that and let me climb up through the, because I had the black people behind me. That's the key. Black community was behind me, whereas in San Francisco they were against me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I denounced religion.
Yep.
Right.
I denounced religion. I had the black community behind me, so I climbed up the ladder, and Mayor Basel, they put pressure on him to appoint me as the director of the Mayor's Commission on Human Rights. Day of the Jewish community. That day, the Jewish community in black was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was appointed mayor's executive, but the star never run off a fucking word. Not a word about me. It wouldn't run a word. Anybody got appointed an important commission like that, first commissioner? Not a word. But someplace along the line, they did. I got so much achieved and nobody got killed, which made me wonder if I was doing a good job. Scripps Howard has been put out of business. They praised me highly for what we did. I had 300 or something establishments. So they love those kind of things. That's a mistake. You mustn't do that. But I was always conscientious along the road. I couldn't sit back like some of the communists and say, well, you don't do anything to change the system and everybody was suffering. But still, it does play their hands, because I'm here, I've done all this successfully, integrated 300 businesses, and did it with nothing but conciliatory power. And I thought, bullshit on this crap.
Okay.
Half dead, getting assassination threats, threatening my daughter, trying to do all, Suzanne, and they followed her one day and had her whole route, they wore me fat. In the middle of it, they spit on Marcel and Jim. What else can we do? What else the fuck are you doing? Set fire to the house, put dynamite in the church club, the basement, put swastikas on my goddamn door, and the thing that finally got me was, God, they had a book called me, and he said, we can use a man like you in the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you're worth 25, you'd be a junior, whatever the fuck, a junior executive from down there. Executive Vice President, $25,000 a year. Well, God damn, that was money. I told people in our church they thought I ought to take it. I told them, no, I'm not taking that. I don't need that kind of money. He said, you know, we have ways of getting a man like you. So conspiracies were not. He was an elder in the same denomination I was in.
He was good.
He was telling me, he goes, get my ass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't comply with this, he'll get my ass. And all kind of shit broke loose. They stabbed me, black man stabbed me, $5, he's drunk, and they set the police up to catch him, and Jimmy got his ass running around the back side of the house just in time. The police said, we hear they're in trouble. Shooting out there in a neighborhood. I lived in the worst ghetto in town. I mean, we were shooting water. Don't fire. Fire! Pow!
Water karma.
I said, don't fire! Pow! Water. Somebody leaps over the fucking Great Harbor and goes screaming down the way he hit him in the ass. I don't know. We shoot back. Well, pop up. Molotov cocktail. Boom. This is going on in the goddamn town. We're on in town for 3 hours. No police. No police. Can't find nobody. Neighbors just stand up. This is the shits now. This is the shits. And they run away. There's people run down the streets. Get out of the mess. They combine cars. They combine cars and throw these fucking Molotov cocktails. People abandoned their houses, went out the backside and got into the alley. And then the son of a bitch, when I went out and started that fucking thing with my tank of the car, I don't know what, but somebody went out and they gave it to me. A man hit me and got me right here. He wasn't superficial, but he's only because he's drunk. And I thought, oh shit, now what is this? And we said, what you doing, man? You know me. And we asked him some questions and they showed him a picture. They showed him a picture, and he didn't do it. Two cops, always two cops. They showed him to do it. Two cops did it. And he, I said, get his ass out of here. Get his ass out of here. They took him on the back. Wow! I changed, I got my shirt changed because it was bleeding. Shirt changed. But here, Reverend Jones, you're having trouble here. There's some difficulty in the neighborhood. I said, why, no, there's no difficulty in the neighborhood. Come around, flashed all the lights, and looked up. Yeah. Within 10, 15 minutes after his ass, 10 feet, it was that long. Correct, I can't remember that. But his ass just got through. And 3 hours, 3 hours, we should throw him out. Go out there where he's standing. Pew! And down there hit her head. Shot through Patty's hair. Well, Richard Stahl down there hit him, dug out the boat. I don't think all this shit, he knows. Richard and Reverend. He knows what kind of a boat dug out. Casey in the door. Oh, hell, it was like a wild house. Poison my dogs. Sons of bitches, boy, they don't have me when you cross their little old system of things. But they never made a party. Salvo me when we left. All that exodus from Indiana, they never made a statement. We were too small. They don't give you attention unless you get too big. Mm-hmm. These communists say, well, it's not bad. Well, they're fucking reading it up bad because they live in a penthouse and doing nothing for nobody. And nobody gives a shit that they're communists. That makes it look good in the system. Oh, you're a communist. He's a good communist. He never suffered. You get about 100 people following him, then you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing calisthenics. Yeah. We got out of there, and they tried to harass her own son, poor Edith. Stole her deeds.
Said she was crazy.
Said she's crazy, gonna lock her up.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for paranormal then. That's something I can't deny. I'm grateful for paranormal then. Had I supplied to get my ass on that goddamn phone, and it was a black detective. That's the only thing that saved our fucking ass. Edith, one of my principal supporters, had been gone. I mean, she was a backbone of that book. She took on kids, always read kids. That old lady deserves a lot of credit. And I said, what's going on, Edith? Marcia said, nobody, no use to call. She's at work. I said, I got to call. I don't know what she said to somebody. I said, it's a black man? Detective. I don't know what she said to somebody at the door, the sequence, but I knew it was a black man. I said, get him to me on the phone. He'd come with a warrant for it. I said, sir, you know who I am, and you remember our civil rights marches and so forth. And my, I said, this is racist harassment. Will you please not take that woman? And he didn't. He gave us the opportunity later, so I would go in. We got three psychiatric tests done. Because we had her ass been drug in, put in general hospital for 6 weeks, that was the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he would start raving mad in there if he didn't. And it would have slowed up our whole plan. We were ready to leave. We were ready to leave within 5 days. She was with me. Out with me, she was in the exodus. God damn, no more exodus. No, please. No more. There's a son of a bitch coming. We felt like foreigners coming into California. Yeah. We got by a lot of shit, boy. You know, moving in California sauce. The goddamn top of the car had more on it than the bottom of the car. All the fucking dogs, I'd take everything, you know me. Every goddamn dog in creation. It's too heavy, mm-hmm. Too heavy. We come through there. My mother says, I don't know what the hell you are doing. She quit her job and come. She says, they're not going to be no better anywhere. Get a little skeptical with anything. She said, I'll probably, but it ain't going to be no better anyway. But she said, I have to admit, you fooled me in California. She thought we'd made it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mother, it hasn't even yet begun.
Oh, I think it'll be all right.
She said, I've been building up a lot of friends. Mother's first office was in San Francisco when I was a commissioner on your right. I said, it's not. Just wait. Well, that thrilled her when that shit. And then she started dying. And how can they tear up a man? How can they tear up a man who's built a reputation? It takes years, how can they tear him up so quickly? And how did they take you off your damn job and get you fired? When you've been close to taking 10, 15 years to get. People want to believe in hope and optimism, and it's understandable. I believe anything's possible. And it don't make any difference anymore. Ready for the public. I just wish we had some bazookas like Betty said we got.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Venezuelans are coming or whether it's the Yankees or what the fuck. I don't see any real thing like that. Worst problem.
Sure.